In this bulletin, the Barugapan family to return to Biloela after the new Labor government intervenes in their case. Former U.S. President Donald Trump addresses a convention of the National Rifle Association in Texas as protests against gun violence take place across the street. And in sport, Payne Haas rattled by booing NRL fans. With the latest SBS News, I'm Assam Al-Ghalib. The Marugapan family will return to Biloela after the new Labor government intervened in their case, allowing them to reunite with supporters in the regional Queensland town. Labor had promised to use ministerial intervention in the family's situation during the federal election, an action which supporters from Biloela of the Marugapans had long campaigned for the previous Morrison government to take. Federal Treasurer and Interim Home Affairs Minister Jim Chalmers spoke to Home to Bilo campaigners on the phone, confirming the news.
Well, I've now spoken to the family, and they've gone on through the processes at the Perth end. And I really just wanted to ring you and tell you how much we appreciate the way that you've spoken up for this beautiful family. And for the great credit that you've brought to that beautiful Queensland town of Biloela. Obviously, there's some arrangements to be made and all the rest of it, but hopefully you get to see them soon.
Former United States President Donald Trump has delivered an address at a convention of the National Rifle Association in Houston, Texas. Mr. Trump called for a minute's silence to honor the victims of a school shooting in Uvalde that left 19 children and two teachers dead. Thousands came out to attend the meeting of the gun rights advocacy group, with protests against gun violence also taking place across the street. The timing of the event has been met with heavy scrutiny, coming just 3 days after the elementary school attack. Mr. Trump says every school should have a single point of entry, strong fencing and metal detectors, and an armed police official or guard to prevent such an attack from happening again.
And we need to expand funding, recruiting, and training for police departments nationwide. This is not a matter of money. This is a matter of will. If the United States has $40 billion to send to Ukraine, we should be able to do whatever it takes to keep our children safe at home.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says the situation in the country's east remains extremely difficult. Speaking during his nightly address, Mr. Zelensky says Russian forces are amassing maximum artillery and reserves in the area and are using air and missile strikes. He says Ukraine is doing everything it can to protect the territory.
As expected, the situation in the Donbas is extremely difficult. The occupiers are trying to achieve the goals they hope to achieve in the first days of the war after February 24th, at least before the 100th day of the war. That's why they have concentrated maximum artillery and reserves. They are using both missile and airstrikes.
Demonstrators have taken to the streets of Sao Paulo in Brazil after a video was released of a black man being suffocated to death with tear gas in the boot of a police car. The footage appears to show 38-year-old Genevaldo Jesus Santos screaming and his legs, which stick out from the car, kick until they stop moving. The officers seem undisturbed by surrounding onlookers. The Federal Highway Police have since released a statement saying the man displayed aggressive behavior and was actively resisting the officers who pulled him over. Douglas Belchior is a history teacher and black movement activist who attended the demonstrations.
We understand that today, the Federal Highway Police acts like the Hitler's SS. And this is not an overstatement, this is just a continuation of a police practice that we know very well how it works. They enter in communities, favelas and black territories, killing people.
The World Health Organization says nearly 200 cases of monkeypox have been reported in more than 20 countries, not usually known to have outbreaks of the unusual disease. But the WHO described the epidemic as containable and proposed creating a stockpile to equitably share the limited vaccines and drugs available worldwide. The United Nations Health Agency said there are still many unanswered questions about what triggered the unprecedented outbreak of monkeypox outside of Africa, but there's no evidence that any genetic changes in the virus are responsible. Sylvie Briand, the WHO's Director of Pandemic and Epidemic Diseases, says the first sequencing of the virus shows the strain is not different from strains found in endemic countries, and the outbreak is due more to a change in human behavior. In sport, Payne Haas says he was rattled by booing NRL fans during the Broncos match against the Gold Coast Titans. It comes after the Brisbane team's Wantaway star's extraordinary request for an immediate release from the club was denied. The 22-year-old and his management were said to be testing the waters after negotiations on a bumper new deal stalled. He showed up to play, but his move drew sustained boos from the crowd of just over 30,000 people. But the Broncos ended up on top, winning 35-24 against the Titans. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, mostly sunny, 22 degrees. Adelaide, a shower or two, 17. Melbourne, partly cloudy, 15. Hobart, also partly cloudy, 14. Canberra, showers easing, 16. Wollongong, showers, 20. Sydney, afternoon shower or two, 21. Newcastle, the same, also 21. Brisbane, mostly sunny, 25. Cairns, a sunny 28. And Darwin, a sunny 33. With the latest SBS News, I'm Assam Al-Ghalib.